Definitely, I've given that order in my capacity as deputy mayor of the city. After having been approached by some residents of Jiwarasekwa, led by their councillor, Raymond Kalimakwenda, together with our members of the Combined Area Residents Association. And they had a list of houses they were saying had been disconnected, you know, for non-payment of some bills. Council policy is very clear. There's nothing like that which should be done. And hence, I've spoken to the town clerk and make sure that he sends his team to reconnect water and bring to book those that had gone against council policy. And I would want to find out what sort of punishment that particular individual or individuals would have been given for committing such an offense. Water is life, and we cannot deny the residents water. We have to find other means of dealing with the defaulters rather than disconnecting water.
Woo, Mr. Chiroto would go against the council. If the council had said no water should be disconnected, who would then give that directive?
There could be some guys who have been catching on these activities. You know, they come with their huge spanners, they threaten to disconnect water and they're given $10 here or so much there. And for them to drop that habit becomes difficult.